And the Gemara says, Manai Tana. Manai Tana, the Yisla Yisla Koylo, the Yisla Moisif, the Yisla Babasachas. Like we just learned, it's possible to be Chayiv 16 Karbonis here. I mean, Chayiv all 4 Karbonis. Who holds this? In other words, in order to have 4, you have to say Yisla Chal Lisser, and you have to hold from all these Yisidis, that you have to have an Yisla Koylo, an Yisla Moisif, an Yisla Babasachas. That's why here you be Chayiv 4. Like Rashi says, to Masnisim the Yisla Yisla Chal Lisser. Bainai de Koilol, Bain be Yisrael Moisev, Bainai de Babasachas. Kagoin Elu, at these cases. Shechayot Bamar Bochatois. Now, Keshkidish Ruvein es Rochel, Trilo. Nesro al Shimin, Mishume Shesach. Vieshes Ish. Haina Babasachas, that's called Babasachas. Ukamachayiv Leitana di Dana Tavayu. That's called the Yisrael Babasachas. Now, Choza Shimin, the second brother of a Kiddish, Leia, and married the sister. Migul Yisrael Leihan of Kedushin, the Kuloi Sharach Vasor, the Dalt Shimon Awazos and all the other sisters, Mishur Makoi Sishik, his wife's sisters, is Asri Leinami, Pieshis Okiv, he's also lost on his brother's wife, Mishur Makoi Sisha, Mishur, a sister of your wife, and that's called an Issa Kerlo. The Yavagab Yisura Leh, the Kaim of Ainu Issa Kerlo, the Yadayin Wachozumateras Leruvain, Bailo, Pierce and Nida, now she became a Nida. Is Migul the Susif Israel, when she became a Nida, she's also to her own husband. His male, that's called Migul Moisif, it's Moisif on the other brother also. So the kids, in order to hold here, Yechayah for all four chatois, you have to hold all these three Yisaitis, that you say Nisa Chalal Isser, when it's Babasachas, when it's Issa Koilun, and when it's Issa Moisif. So who's the man, the Yom, that holds all these cases? So Mora says, Amrav Yudur, Amrav, Rebbe Mehi, I tell you, goes according to Remeya. The tiny will not like this, or the tznan. Yesh oichel achila achas. It's possible for a person to eat one eating, one kezayis, v'chayiv alei abor chatois, v'yoshim echot. Feeding one kezayis of something, for that one thing, yechayiv four chatois, and a korban oshim. What's the case? Tomei. If the person was tomei, shochal chaylev, he ate chaylev. That's two isurim so far. Vu noiser. This chaylev is also left over from the korban an extra day. It's noiser. Third isur. Min Mukdashim, it's also Hegdish, 4 Isurim. B'yoyim Akipurim, Yeridan Yom Kippur, that's 5 Isurim. That's how you have 4 Chatois and 1 Oshim. Asham Mila for the Kachim. Rabbi Meir says, in Hoysa Shabbos, if we would be talking about Shabbos right now, I'll give you another Avera. V'yoytzil Bapiv, and he walked out with it when it was in his mouth, Yishino Chayiv, Yechayiv for Yitzoy Shabbos. So during this one eating of this one kezayis worth of chaylev, you could be chayiv 5 or 6 according to this. 4 or 5 chatoyis and 1 oshim. Omruloi, the chum said back to Remeya, Eina min Hashem. Like, we're not talking about that case of carrying. That's not really an issur of eating. We want isurim because you eat this one thing, you chayiv 4 and 5 kabonis. But that the Jew may say could also be chayiv for carrying it outside. That's like a different type of an issa. We're not talking about that type of an issa. Now, Ramei Alibu Deman. Who does Ramei say Yeshita? That you chayiv here all 4 or 5. I Alibu to Rabbi Yeshua, if it goes according to Rabbi Yeshua Yeshita. Ho Amar, he holds, Toye B'Devan Mitzvah Potter. If you think you're doing a mitzvah, and it comes out, it's not a mitzvah, you potter. So here it's Kachim, Stami thinks he's doing a mitzvah by eating it. And it came out, he did an aver, he's potter from a chattis. So why are you chayiv chattis here? So Morris says, yes, now the Morris question is like this. Because we're saying now our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. So now the Shiloh is our Mishnah. If Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Yeshua Shita, and our Mishnah is doing a mitzvah. Our Mishnah, you went to marry your wife. And at night time when you live with her, you're doing a mitzvah. The first B is a B's mitzvah. So you saw that your wife, you thought you're doing a mitzvah. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, the klal is, Toye b'tvah mitzvah's potter. So Melo Rameya now Mishnah, if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rameya, that old Yechayiv for Chatoyis can't go Aliba to Rebbe Yeshua. Elo Aliba to Rebbe Lezer. Elo Maya goes according to Rebbe Lezer Shita. But Rebbe Lezer knows even though you toye, you think you're doing a Tvah mitzvah, but still Yechayiv a Korban. So Mari Boy is saying, Mari not toye, Elo Maya leave to Rebbe Yeshua. Maybe no. Maybe our Mishnah even goes according to Rebbe Yeshua. Ki kam Rabbi Yeshua toy b'dvar mitzvah potter. When does Rabbi Yeshua say if you're doing an avera, but you think you're doing a mitzvah that you potter? Han immediately one is that kez gabitinikis. When you have two kids to make a bris milah on, and you think the zman of this kid is on Shabbos,
and really it's not. So if you make the bris milah on this tiran Shabbos the wrong time, even though really you're doing a malacha, it's asr, but since we say you're toy, you think you're doing a mitzvah, you're potter for the korban. But that's only by a bris milah, there's mana bowl. Like you're very worried, you want to make sure for sure you do the bris the right time. Like you thought today on Shabbos is the eighth day of this kid. So since the Zmana Bor, Rashi says, Shoyitorid Lomul, Eshel Shabbos, Kadesh Lo Yavar Zmanoi. You have to make sure to make a bris milah today. He just took the wrong kid. So that's what he holds your potter. Aval Hai, but now Mishnah, Tivun, the Ein Zmana Bor, Loi. And now Mishnah is not a Zman Bor. Shashi Abloch, Gabi Nisuyin, Ein Zmana Bor, the Ein Zman Kibur, the Mitzvah, Evel El Medek. There's no Zman, the first night, second night, third night. Any night you do, the first B is the Mitzvah. There's no Zman Bol exactly which night. So therefore you're not so excited. Therefore you should have waited to make sure you're doing the right thing. Therefore you would be Chayav Achatis in our Mishnah. For the Gemara, is that true? Farei Truma. Tiyein Zman Bol. There's a case of a Kohen eats Truma, and he's not worried about it. And still we say Spotu Kapotu, that's now look like this. Hayurecha b'Truma. If a Kohen is eating Truma, v'noida in the middle, he realizes Shu ben Gerusha ben Chalutza. He realizes that he's a Posel Kohen. He's a ben Gerusha. His mother was a Gerusha. And his father was a Kohen. So he's a piece of Cholol now. He's Posel Tichruma. So what should he do? Rebbe Lezer Mechayev, Karen Mechayev. Rebbe Lezer says, yes, he's Chayev. If you have Yeshua Poiter, because in Yeshua Sheet there is, since the Kohen thought when he was eating, he was doing a mitzvah, even though later came out it wasn't a mitzvah, but since he thought he was doing a mitzvah, he's Potter. And here in Lachur, it's not Zman Abol, there's no special Zman when to eat the Truma. So you see, even though you're not excited, you're not nervous about when to do it, still you're Potter. So Gemara says, Huyit Molo, we learned on this, Omer Yavi Beivoy, Barabaya, Hocha B'Truma B'Yerim Fa Pesach Askinen. Yes, we're talking about the person is very nervous. There's Zman Abol. We're talking about this Kohen wine seed bread, that's Truma. And it's Erev Pesach. So he's very nervous now to make sure he eats it fast before it becomes Shor Sheish, or before Shor Teisha, when it's also with the Rabbonin. Because on Erev Pesach, you have to be careful to finish eating your chametz before it becomes Pesach. So he's very bold with the Kohen. That's why we say, if he made a mistake, and while he's eating it, he realizes that he's a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, still he's Potter. Because this is called Zmana Bol. For Yiboy Yisem, another time I'm going to tell you like this. Yiboy Yisem, for Yisav Abbasachas, for Yalib with Rabbi Shimon. That our Mishnah is talking about not a leave with the Rameya, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shimon Shita. And Bavas Achas, we say Yisacha Alissa. That's the case of our Mishnah, everything happened with Bavas Achas. So more stuff like this. Tishle Makula Mishkachas Luhu. How could you find the case of the Mishnah that happened at the same time? How could the two Kedushins take place at the same time? Like even if two brothers married two sisters, but who said the two Kedushins happened the same second? The one got married before the other one. So it's not the Vasach, it's not the same time, it's one after another. So I'll tell you, yes, the case was the Shavinu Shliach. The two brothers made one Shliach, one messenger, to be Mekadosh. The Shavi Inu Shliach. And the two ladies, the two sisters also made one Shliach to accept the Kedushin. Upogash Shliach B'Shliach. And the Shliach of the men met the Shliach of the Isha at the same time. So that's the time that these two Kedushas are Chal B'Vasachas. So it's good how B'Vasachas it's Chal the Yisr of an Eidi, that the second wife is also to you. First of all, she's an Eishas Ish. Secondly, she's Eishas Ach. And thirdly, she's Achois Ishtoi. So you can have all three Yisrim B'Vasachas. That's good. El Nidus Eichem Ishkachas Lo. But how do you have the Yisrim of Nidus? Like a Manashach. Either she's a Nida before, she's a Nida later. How do you have B'Vasachas? She became a Nida. Like Rashi says, how do you have a vasachas in kedushin? In kedushin, kodmu lenidus zera eishes ish ve'achos ish ve'achos kodmu v'sulayos nidus v'chal. If first the kedushin was chal, so the nidus should not be chal. If nidus was chal first, then the kedushin should not be chal. So how do you have a vasachas like Sat Mustavram? She became a nida. You don't know that same second she received the kedushin. How do you have it? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav v'shoifas. We're talking about that she started to bleed, true. But mitoch yud gimel liyach ashloi shosa. At the time when the men became bar mitzvot. Lechiyu ve'inu, to mechayiv the men. Mitoch shnei moso liyach ashnei moso, lechiyu ve'inu, to mechayiv the ladies. In other words, these two ladies and the two brothers here, the two sisters and the two brothers that married one enough had the same birthday. They're all twins. They're born the same day. Just the boys were born a year before the girls. So the girls were 12 years old and the boys were 13 years old. So they mamish came by mitzvah. So the second, and the noshim started to have nidus a day before. And she was bleeding keseda. But when she was a katana, the isur manat chal on her. When the boys were katana, the isur manat chal. The second the boys become bar mitzvah, that's the same second that they become bas mitzvah. They become mechuyev mitzvahs. So the second she becomes mechuyev mitzvahs, right then she's an ida. And right then the kedushin is chal. So talking about now also, that they made the Maisa Kedushin yesterday to be Chal the second they become a Gedolah or Gedolim. So everything is Chal B'Vasachas. That's what Rashi speaks out. That the Kedushin also, it's a Chiddush, that they made the Maisa Kedushin when they were Ketanim. But since they made the Maisa to be Chal, not when they're Ketanim, but they wanted the Maisa Kedushin to be Chal when they become Gedolim, it's called the Good Maisa Kedushin. And therefore, as soon as they become Bas Mitzvah and Bar Mitzvah, all these surmi, all four surmi, achav v'asachas. That right then is the Issa Nidus, right then there's the Eishes Ish, Achois Isha, and Eishesach. Right, then the Gemara says, Mafrishin Oysen. So what do? We have to separate them to see, make sure she's not pregnant. For the Gemara, V'ein Isha Mesaberes V'Biyah Rishayna. Like, what are we worried about? Usually Isha does not become pregnant from the first Bia. So what are you afraid here? It's only the first Bia. Talking about the Nechnami, they had Bia twice that night. So the first Bia, truth, she can't become pregnant. But for the second time, then maybe she did become pregnant. For the more of Yelohod, it's not that the Yelohod, Tony Reb Chia. That's what Reb Chia learned. Harekan Tez Zayin Chatois. And now Mishnah, you can have 16 Chatois. Tlos and Vatat and Evi. There should be 32. If you say they did two times Bia, so they did not only 16, but two times 16 should be 32. For the Gemara, if they had Bia twice, as every Bia was another Aveira. For the Gemara, Taimich, the Rebbe Lezer, the Mechayev, are called Koyach v'Koyach. Two of heaven. According to Rebbe Lezer, Yechayev for every Koyach. So you have a lot of Yisurim. Elo, the Bekoyach Rishon Kachoshiv, you're only talking about the first Koyach. His Ochinami Bia Rishon Kachoshiv. After he says 16 Chatoyis, only means the first Bia. So, Kokoyach Kokoyach, Rashi says like this, HaKokoyach Kokoyach, Shel Bia, L'kam Perakisha, V'osu Mochi Tanya, Bo Lea, V'chozo Bo Lea, Chai, V'cholachas Biachas, V'chibun Neshemin Lele, Reb Lez, V'mechai V'isha B'bias, V'el Amachas, HaKokoyach Shemad Nami V'biachas, Kam HaChiyuv, N'chol Kokoyach Kokoyach, Hano Shel Bia B'fnei Atzmi. Is every koyach, no, it means koyach, every time you go back and forth, but every koyach, every movement you make there is called a new enjoyment, it's new aveira. So according to him, there's kama v'kama aveiras here. Elamai, we're only talking about the first koyach, the first enjoyment you had from her. So the same thing, even if you want to say there are two separate bias that night, we're only talking about the first one, not the second one. V'yela, omalei rov, rov nachmini. Alright, we'll stop here. Come on. You're holding Lamadal Ramabase. Again, you list more just Omalei Rov or Rav Nachman.